Many species of wildlife that make their home in Louisiana's fragile wetlands are in the path of the oil spill. Birds are particularly vulnerable, and the timing could not be worse. Brown pelicans and several types of tern are now nesting, and wildlife officials have begun preparing to care for large numbers of birds that may become coated with oil. Joining me now is Michael Seymour. He's a bird expert with Louisiana's Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
First, tell us about this area and what kind of birds you would find in this region of the Gulf.
Well, the area we're talking about is going to be mostly east of the Mississippi River. So we have a chain of islands called the Chandeleurs, and that's one of the areas we're extremely concerned about. It's a pretty important area for Louisiana, but it's also an important area for the U.S. because it houses a very large percentage of the seabirds that occur in the U.S., some 70% of the sandwich terns that nest in the United States nest in southeast Louisiana. So we have to take care of this oil spill as best as we can to minimize any loss we may have.
And so help me understand what it is that you do to actually take care of the birds who come in contact or in the path of that oil spill. And I guess you could begin by talking about what you have in your toolkit when you actually recover the birds.
Sure. We have great volunteers that have come in to assist with this process. And what they would do when they get a bird is they would stabilize it by giving it fluids. If they believe it's ingested oil, they may have to use an activated charcoal solution to try to flush the bird out. Certainly keeping birds in quiet areas, in boxes, you know, sheltered away from too many humans is ideal. And when they go to wash the bird, what they would do is they would use Dawn dish detergent. Works great getting oil off of feathers. The bird would preen itself naturally once it gets its strength back. And so once their feathers have been structurally repaired through preening, then they'll be more waterproof, they'll be a little more weatherproof, and so it's critical that they get those feathers back to normal.
Once you've actually cleaned the birds off, what do you do with them? Because they've not got this oil spill under control. The oil is still out there in the water, so you can't very easily release them back to their habitat.
That is correct, and we're actually still investigating what to do as far as the two birds that we have currently. We fortunately have not seen a big influx of birds, so that's great news. Obviously, we can't release them where they were caught because, as you've mentioned, the oil is still very much an issue and may be for some time. But as of right now, we're still in the planning stages as far as getting those birds back out into the wild. And the success rate of releasing birds after they've been rehabbed is on the order of 80%. So that's good news.
Birders tend to often have a particularly close, I don't want to say relationship, but a special fondness for one species in particular. Is there a certain bird that you're especially worried about right now?
I would say if I had to choose a group of birds, certainly brown pelicans would be first on the list. They've had a pretty rough history here in the U.S. The DDT knocked them out back in the 60s, and they've rebounded quite well in the state, but certainly any setbacks would be detrimental to brown pelicans. And again, these higher percentages of birds that nest here compared to other parts of the U.S., like sandwich terns and black skimmers and royal terns, it's highly critical that we protect these particular resources, because if you lose these birds, where are they going to come from to restock these areas?
Michael Seymour is a bird expert with Louisiana's Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. Mr. Seymour, thanks so much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.